The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And as you have spoken this morning, so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. I say, so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. As you go into your word, Father, go with us and let your name be exalted. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give him a big clap offering this morning. And then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We are grateful to God for the privilege given to us to be here today. We want to thank him. Particularly yesterday was very, very grand. If you missed the carol yesterday, you missed a lot. It was very, very powerful. We want to thank God for all the various departments that ministered in one way or another. And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone here this morning that this will not be your last Christmas on earth in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. That car that you will board, that you will not be able to board any other vehicle again, you will never board that vehicle. Amen. That food that you will eat, that you will not be able to eat any other food, you will not be able to eat that food in Jesus' name. Amen. That house that you will sleep in, that will be the last, you will never go into that house right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that this Christmas shall be very grand for you. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Assessing good news via right choices. Assessing good news via right choices. Just before we go into thanking God and appreciating God for the youths and of course for everybody in the house this morning. Today is our youth Thanksgiving. And we'll be talking about something very important before we go straight into that period of thanking God and dancing and appreciating God. Assessing good news via right choices. Every day of our lives, we are faced with the issue of choices. Choice of the food to eat. Choice of the clothes to wear. Choice of where to walk. Choice of who should be your friend and who should not be your friend. Life is simply about choices. In fact, you made a choice to be here this morning. It was your decision. You woke up early and then you said, I'm going to church this morning. And one thing that God has given to us as Christians is the power to make choices. The choice of a man can lift him and the choice of a man can sink him. Your choice in life can take you up and your choice in life can bring you down. I pray for somebody here this morning. You will never make wrong choices. I say you will never make wrong choices. And this morning I'll be showing you about 7 of the choices you must make for you to assess good news in life. Then we go into Thanksgiving. 7 choices that you must make, particularly if you are a youth. 7 choices that you must make before your life can become what God wants it to be. Number 1 choice you must make is the choice of who you will serve. The Bible says in Psalm 22 verse 30, a seed shall serve him and it shall be counted for a generation. One person will serve him and it shall be counted for the Lord. It shall be counted to the Lord for it. Just one person serving God in a family can transform the entire family. One choice you must make early in life is the choice to serve God. In the book of Joshua 24 verse 15 to 16, the Bible says Joshua spoke unto the people. Joshua chapter 15 from verse 15. Joshua 24. Joshua chapter 24 from verse 15. Bible says, and Joshua speaking, and he said, if it seem evil unto thee to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the God which your father served, that they were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, somebody say, as for me and my house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Go to verse 16 now. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Go to verse 22. Verse 22. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. This was a pastor speaking to a congregation and said, choose on time. Make a choice on time on who you want to serve, because this is one thing that will bring about good news for you. God will never force himself on us. God will never say, no, come to church by force. God will never carry us through the wind to come into his presence. It is a matter of choice, and it is the choice of the wise. May you continue to make that choice all the days of your life. I said, may you continue to make that wise choice all the days of your life. May you continue to make that wise choice all the days of your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Serving God is not a gift, it is a choice. And it is the choice of the wise. It is the choice of the wise. It is the choice of the wise. I told them on Wednesday when we were speaking about the issue of dedication, I said, one thing the devil doesn't want you to do, just one thing the devil doesn't want you to do, is to serve God. If there is anything that the devil doesn't want you to do, he doesn't want you to, because he knows your good news depends on it. He knows that your progress depends on it. He knows that your testimony depends on it. Grace to serve God continually and consistently. As a youth, as a man and as a woman, grace never to put your hands on the plow. The Bible says, he that puts his hand on the plow and looks back is not what? Is not worthy. Is not worthy. May you be found worthy in the name of Jesus. I say, may you be found worthy in the name of Jesus. Number two choice you need to make in life to assess good news is the choice for responsibility. Isaiah 52 from verse 1 to verse 2. Isaiah 52 from verse... If you make it in life, it is your fault. And if you fail in life, it is your fault. That was what a wise man said. He said, if you succeed in life, it's your fault. If you also fail in life, you have nobody to blame. Some people say, I'm not doing well in life because of my father. My father did not train me. Are you forgetting that your father's father too did not train your father? There is nobody to blame. The earlier you and I take responsibility, the better. Awake, awake. Turn to your neighbor and say, awake, awake. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 2. Shake thyself. Somebody say, shake thyself. Can you see where that verse started from? Awake, awake. Awake, awake. Nobody will awake for you. Awake, awake. Say, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Loose yourself and say, no, I must be a success. I must assess good news. Responsibility in life is what makes a man to escape mediocrity in life. When a man becomes responsible, he has signed on to be a celebrity in life. If a man becomes responsible, he has signed up to escape mediocrity in life. For example, you must realize that life is a race. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. Know ye not that all run in a race, but one obtaineth the prize. So run that you might obtain the prize. Life is a race. And nobody will run your race for you. Nobody. Even your husband can't do that for you. Life is about responsibility. You want to assess good news in the rest of the year, and of course in 2017, wake up. awake, awake. Awake, awake. Shake yourself from the dust. Shake yourself from recession. Take up a student that wants to come out with first class. His level of responsibility will be far beyond somebody whose prayer is, let me just come out with third class or anything, or even pass. I can't remember as a student going for any party anywhere. Night party, day party. For what reason? For what reason? Responsibility is what brings about good news. You don't just collect certificates at the end of 4 years without doing nothing. Responsibility. 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 Grace to take on that responsibility comes for somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. I say comes upon somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. Number three, what choice do I need to make to assess good news? Is the choice for a disciplined lifestyle. Your choice in life will go a long way in changing your life. It is important for you to know that only the disciplined have a future called good news. There was a man called Samson. The Bible says in Judges chapter 16 verse 1. And the Bible said, and Samson went to Gaza, and then he went into an harlot. Nobody took him there. He himself went into an harlot. Then Samson went to Gaza and saw the harlot and went in unto her. I'm sure you know what that means. I don't need to expatiate more than that. He saw her, and then his undisciplined lifestyle, the ant in his eye, pushed him. And then he went to the harlot, and then he went into her. And you know, the funny thing is that when you are undisciplined, it doesn't take too long before the consequences are supplied. In Judges 16 verse 21, the Bible says that they took him, they removed his eyes. And the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. If you go to verse 18, you will see where the thing actually started from. He was sleeping on the girl's leg. If you are here, you are sleeping on the Delilah's leg. It means they will soon chop off your eye, so be preparing yourself. Until you are disciplined, you have no future. I mean, Christianity is not just dancing. No. Go to that verse 18. The Bible says, and when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he had showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hands. She sold him for his discipline. And she made him sleep up. Now, this is where I'm going now. She made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Your strength will not go from you. If you go further, you see that the Bible says that the Philistines came upon him, and he said, let me go as I've been going before. He cannot go like that before again, because indiscipline has ruined him. Friends, if good news is your choice, indiscipline is a vital requirement. Discipline. In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 15 to 20, talking about our bodies. So our bodies are the temple of God. Your body is not something. Say, know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? Somebody say, God forbid. Let me hear you say, God forbid. Yes, next verse. We are still going to verse 20. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. Yes. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that the body is a temple? I mean, your body is not just an object of ridicule. Your body is the temple of God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So your body is not your own, it's of God. For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So your body is not permitted to be used anyhow. Every youth and everyone in the house, one thing you must embrace for you to assess good news in life is discipline. You discipline your body, you discipline your thoughts, you discipline your words, you discipline the places you visit. Not that people just phone you anyhow, hey, come, let's go for a party. Let's go to Abuja for a party, you are off. Especially in a time of Christmas like this, where there are all sorts of things, all sorts of parties, all sorts of misbehaviors. Some ladies, their life is normally ruined every Christmas because they have no control over their body during Christmas. Every party around they attend. Some men's liver have problem during this Christmas because there's free drink. Free star, whereas their destiny refused to emerge as a star. Free gouda, whereas their destiny refused to climb a ladder. Things continue to, they continue to struggle with. Grace for discipline is coming for somebody here this morning. Grace for discipline is coming for somebody here this morning. Friends, watch it. Christmas will come and go. So don't allow indiscipline of the Christmas mood to destroy your good news. You have been on point from the beginning of the year. The remaining few days of this year shall not be a wasted time for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four, choice you need to make for you to assess good news is the choice for fervency or continuity in spirit. Fervency. 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 In Romans chapter 12 verse 11, Romans 12 11 says, be not slothful in business, be fervent in spirit and serving the Lord. Romans 12 verse 11. Fervency of spirit is a decision. You decide to be fervent with the Lord. Studying the scriptures, praying, fasting, even as we begin to prepare for the 12 days of empowerment starting in January 2nd. Building yourself up and preparing yourself in fervency and continuity. Somebody is here this morning, you will not live a wasted life. I say you will not be a waste, live a wasted life. There's nothing as woeful in life as living a life as a weakling, as a Christian. A life that is not fervent. A life that is not continuous in the things of God. A life that serves God in 1 month and then is away from God for 6 months. That will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. Let me hear your loudest amen. Grace to stand for God continually and consistently. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You must know that the devil is after your fervency. The devil wants to ruin your spiritual life. The devil wants to keep your spiritual life on the lowest ebb. So that if spiritual life is weighed from gauge 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, he wants to ensure that you don't pass that 1. That's why the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom to devour. Devil is going about looking for somebody's spiritual life to cut down this Christmas. But it will never be you in the name of Jesus. So grace to choose fervency. Grace to choose fervency. Grace to choose fervency. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. The disciples were fervent. Acts chapter 4, verse chapter 6, verse 4. Acts 6, verse 4. They were men of prayer. They were giving to fervency continually. They were, he said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. They were men of fervency. They were women of fervency. Grace, as we prepare to close the year 2016, grace to end this year on a fervent note. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. You know, it is possible to start the year gloriously, and then as the year begins to run down, the last few weeks of the year, you are so relaxed. No more quiet time, no more Bible study, no more Wednesday fasting. Everything is just dull. Why? Because the year is about to end. As we will start fasting in January. Grace for your chest to touch the tape. Receive this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive this morning in the name of Jesus. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, Galatians 6 verse 9 said, "And be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not." So don't, somebody is here, you are approaching your due season. And you will not be tired as you approach that due season. I say you will not be tired as you approach that due season. Number five choice you need to make to attract good news is the choice of association. Your association affects your life. The level of good news available to your association is what is likely will be available to you. In Proverbs 27 verse 17, the Bible says, "Iron sharpeneth iron." So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. Iron does not sharpen wood. You must make the right choice of your friends for you to assess the good news that you desire. If good news is your desire, right friends is a vital requirement. The right friends, correct friends, right friends. If all your friends are ladies that have 3, 4, 5 boyfriends, they will soon bring you into that club. If all your friends are guys that go to, they stay over in the club 31st of December, stroke first. They have been doing it for many years. They are ready to do it again this year. Ensure that your friends are people that are taking. Listen to me. There is no relationship that leaves you the same. A relationship will either add to you or remove from you. Relationship does not leave you the same way it has met you. By the time you meet somebody, within 1, 2, 3 years, there will be something that has left that person into your life somehow. Except you are not in a relationship, a close relationship. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 verse 20, "He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed." You will not be destroyed. Many of the destruction during Christmas is as a result of friendship. Friends have ruined many people at the end of the year like this. Let us go for car race. And then they are in the car. The driver is drunk. And then the guy inside the car is, maybe you are even listening to a message in the car. But the driver is drunk. God is going to give somebody good friends today in the name of Jesus. I don't know who this message is for this morning, but I believe that God is sending a warning to somebody here today. Separate yourself from any friend that does not add to your spiritual life. Separate yourself from anybody whose work is to push you to do what you don't like to do. Introducing you to you are married, introducing you to girlfriends. Hello, I have a hot girl for you. Very hot. Hot like pepper soup. Say, what does it cost me? Not much, just 10,000. Separate yourself from friends that will ruin you in this season. And I speak as a prophet this morning. Every friend in your life whose work is to ruin your destiny, may you be separated from them this morning. I say, may you be separated from them this morning. Do you know that everything evil, devil uses human beings to push it into others' life? A young girl that should be trusting God, "I want to get married very soon," and all that. And then someone introduces a guy to her, and the guy says, "Follow me to my house." And then immediately they enter the house, he gets out a drink. She didn't really want to do it. He gets out a drink. And then he said, "Oh, sorry, I forgot something in my car. Help me get it." And then the Mugusti girl too went outside, got the thing. And then before she came back, I poured something, and then she was sipping the drink, and then her life was sipped away. Watch your friends so that good news can be attracted to you. There are some people, once they become your friends, some things like good things are magnetized to you. There are some people, immediately you become their friends, the evil you have never seen before will be normally comes. Watch your friends. Watch your association. Watch those that you relate with. Watch those that are your friends, so that good news will not be far away from you. Look at the story of the man called Amnon and Jonadab. You know the story very well. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 2 to 5, and Tamar. Jonadab advised Amnon, he said, rape your sister. That was the simple advice. Rape your sister. It doesn't matter. You see, you are a king's child. You can do and undo. You can behave anyhow. Rape your own sister. And the Bible says he formed sickness. He pretended like he was sick. And then when the father came, the father said, what's happening? Say, I'm sick. Say, but I need my sister, Tamar, to come and cook for me and put the food on her hand so that I can eat on her hands. And I said, oh, is that all that will get you well? Say, yes. And then when the lady came, he sent out all his servants and everybody around him. And the Bible says, as that happened, he took her. And he said, don't do this. It is a forbidden thing in Israel. It is not allowed. This must not happen. He said, forget it. It was forbidden. My friend Jonadab has told me that I should do this. Doesn't mean anything. And he slept with her, raped her. And the Bible says, immediately he hated her. He hated her instantly. That's why girls that just do things cheaply, most relationships that have premarital sex end in hatred. Go and find out. Most end in hatred, except there's immediate repentance. The girl we hate, the guy is so that you did this to me, and you are fleeing with another girl. And he's not intending to get married. He's just looking for fun. I'm placing a warning this morning on any guy or man in this church with such intentions or imaginations. Repent on time. Repent. You see, because listen to me, friends. It is important for us to know that the house of God is the house of holiness. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And of course, if you're a girl and a guy comes to meet you and then he has not done the right thing, he has not informed the church authorities that he has an intention. Do you even know maybe you are the 15th girl he's toasting? You don't know. You think you just say yes, by the following evening you are ready in his house. And then he changes the light from white light to blue light. And then he looks for a music. May the Lord give us understanding. Grace for spiritual discipline comes this morning in the name of Jesus. Grace to associate correctly comes this morning in the name of Jesus. Number six choice you need to make this morning to assess good news is the choice for joy and celebration. Just as we're about to go again into Thanksgiving this morning, one thing you must sign up for this morning is joy. One thing you must sign up for this morning is celebration. In Psalm 66 verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let me hear you make a joyful noise unto the Lord this morning. So, it is mandated and compulsory. Don't allow anybody to come and deposit sadness. Use trailer, tipper, to pack sadness from their house and move it into your own house. Reject the offloading is a choice. To be joyful is a matter of choice. You make that choice. You just decide. My husband, you don't tell your husband that you can't make me sad, but you say it inside you. Because if you say it outside, he might slap you. But you say that, no, this man is looking angry today, but I refuse to be sad. This woman is looking moody today, but I refuse to be sad. I want to tell you this even as we are approaching Christmas. Christmas is synonymous with joy. Make a choice to be. I don't know what you are planning to cook. I don't know what you have in store in your bank account this Christmas. But one thing I know that you can have free of charge from God is to have access to joy unspeakable, full of glory. Somebody this morning is going to access that joy in the name of Jesus. Somebody is going to access that joy in the name of Jesus. Can we have Jeremiah 30 verse 19 on the screen? Listen to me, friends. No matter what anybody is saying, don't allow anybody to come and deposit sadness in your home. There are some people, they specialize in sadness distribution. Their talk is sadness. Once they enter your house, everybody was laughing before. Immediately they enter, the moodiness just enters the place. There is like a cloud of unhappiness around. Please, when you hear those people knock the door and you peep, do like you are not at home. In Jeremiah 30 verse 9, the Bible says, thanksgiving will come out of them. A sound of celebration. Let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. And then see what joy we produce, which is called good news. And then I will multiply them. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. And they will not, I will multiply them and they will not decrease. Can we have KJV? I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them and they shall not be small. As you operate in joy and make the choice for joy this morning, I pray for you this morning that you will never die small. I spoke about that extensively on Wednesday. If you are not here, you can get the tape where I spoke on greatness. You are not permitted to die a small person, but there's something that can make you die a small person. Moodiness and sadness. Just wake up in the morning and then say, well, what's this? Is Christmas. Why are you looking like this? What's the problem? Say, I don't know. Why is it that what you like doing is to count what you don't have? Why can't you count what you have? Because you see, when you count what you don't have, there's a tendency for you to be very, very sad. There are some things you think you should have, which those things can kill you if you have them now. Let the joy of the Lord radiate in your heart. Let the joy of the Lord fill your heart. Let the joy of the Lord fill your destiny. Let the joy of the Lord fill everything around you. In Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9, say, rejoice with the wife of your youth. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life. You are married. He said, you and your wife this Christmas, rejoice. Celebrate together. Thank God together. Dance together. Rejoice together. If it is Lagos fish. Is it a kweko they call Lagos fish? If that is what God has given to you, please. Kill it with joy. Slaughter it. Let the blood come out. Or let them kill it from market and cook it with joy. Because very soon, very, very soon, your store will be overflowing. Amen. There's somebody's store here very soon that you will not be able to close the door because there's so much blessing inside. I say your store will be so filled up that there will be no way the door will be able to close end to end. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So make a choice for happiness. Many lives have been destroyed because of sorrow. Many lives have been destroyed because of sadness. According to Joel chapter 1 verse 12. Many lives, there's nothing that destroyed those lives. It's only because they are sad. The vine is dried up. And the fig tree languished. And the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered because of what? They did not make a choice to be happy. Oh God. Ah. Is this Christmas I'm celebrating or burial ceremony? Eh? It's Christmas with nothing. Christmas without money. Christmas without money. M-O-N-Y. But it is Christmas without mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. There are two different things. It is Christmas, but you don't have much money. And you can't even say you don't have money because money you probably took transport here this morning, or your car brought you here, or car or something. You are not completely dry. It is Christmas. Yes, you might not have much money physically, but you are not mourning. You are not. If your leg and your hand have been chopped off in accident, can you be talking of Christmas? Do you realize that there are some people in existence that they have to spend close to 1 million per month to wee-wee? What is the name of the machine? Is it dialysis? Dialysis machine? They use it and I think maybe 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 per day. Per session. Every time they want the person to wee-wee, he pays 60,000. Yaga labradosu ala kadash. 60,000. Can you see how blessed you are? There are some people, if they want to fat, they have to use machine to fat. But if you fat now, if you say you fat now, the entire church is blasted. Everybody has to pack their bag and leave. Everybody will just be singing, carry me, they go. Everybody will carry their Bible and say, hey, Pastor, I think it's time to go home. Friends, it's a new day for you today. If there is anything you need to sign up for this morning, is this sixth one called joy. Ensure the joy of the Lord is rooted in your heart. Enjoy that every time your teeth is outside. People can see your teeth outside. No, don't do that. Let smiling become so easy for you. They say it takes few nerves to smile, but it takes several nerves. So that's why people that frown, you see that they have so many marks. You begin to ask, how come you are looking like this? They suddenly like 15 years older than their age. Let me hear you. Let me see your teeth and smiling this morning in the name of Jesus. Come on, smile this morning. I pray for somebody here this morning. Cause that will make you to smile and to laugh will come for you before this week ends. Before we say Merry Christmas, I decree for somebody here this morning, good news will locate your family. 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 The grace for joyfulness and happiness is deposited upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. And number 7 choice, which I want to talk about.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.